The port in Piraeus has just been privatized in the recent months. So in a sense, yes. We could say that you know the future of the copper port if these government plans go through, right?
Yes, exactly. It's 2 years now that we were fighting against the process of privatization to the Chinese state-owned company, COSCO. It was 2 years of struggles, and especially the last month we had 1 month of strikes, not only against privatization, but also so as to maintain labor conditions and to prevent the deterioration of labor standards.
Okay, so now one of the plans of our government is to break up the port area into several concessions. Now, as I understand, that the same happened in Piraeus in 2009. One terminal was leased to COSCO, and then in the last few months, the whole port. Yeah.
It's a similar situation. It's a similar situation in 2009 that the time government concessed the bigger part of the container terminal to the Chinese state-owned company COSCO, and it was the beginning of the entire privatization of Piraeus port.
And can you describe what happened in this privatized container terminal in terms of the workers' rights and work?
In 2009, they finalized the process of privatization, and the bidder, the winner of the bidding process, it was COSCO. At that time, all the people working in the container terminal of Piraeus Port Authority transferred to the other activities of Piraeus Port Authorities, or Port Authority, or to the smaller part of the container terminal. The managed terminal by COSCO was empty of workers. So what they did is to hire new personnel without any experience, without any training, just from the street to the job. So it was very unsafe situation with very low salaries, without the presence of any union, without collective bargaining agreement. It was the hell of a dock worker, the hell of worker in general. This is what happened when Chinese started in container terminal in 2009.
Okay, maybe for the end, what is your message for the workers in Koper?
Our message from Piraeus dock workers is to keep on fighting for the rights, is to keep on condemning the privatization process, because first of all, it's against the public interest. They have to fight for the public interest. They have to disseminate the information that this is something bad for the economy of Slovenia and people for Slovenia, and they have to fight for their labor conditions and labor rights. This is the core things that I think all dock workers in European countries we fight for decent, safe jobs.